Inside Winking Sun Hemp Company in Wheeling, West Virginia, the store owner Doug Flight tries to position himself in front of a camera crew.
Don't buy CBD from a vape or novelty shop.
Good, again, we weren't recording.
He's grown and sold hemp for years, but memorizing lines for what he says could be the first hemp TV commercial in the state, that's another issue.
I know, I grow. Is that it?
I know because I grow.
Her.
Isn't that the first part?
He couldn't have done this commercial a couple months ago. Local TV stations turned him down because the federal government still classified hemp with its botanical cousin, marijuana. The 2018 Farm Bill redefined hemp as a legal crop and let states decide how to regulate it. That means farmers can buy and sell hemp and seeds from other states and advertise on TV.
If I was him, I'd make a television commercial too, because for the next 6 months to a year, my prediction is it will continue to be a very, very hot item.
That's Brian Parr, Assistant Dean of Murray State University's School of Agriculture in West Kentucky. Parr says the real money for Ohio Valley farmers is in hemp's cannabidiol, also known as CBD. Proponents claim CBD oil helps with anxiety and pain. Parr says farmers are still figuring out how to harvest CBD oil with less hand labor.
And so we've seen machines shipped in from Europe. We've seen headers from combines that are brought in that were supposed to be designed for hemp harvest that haven't worked.
Parr says investment in hemp is risky. Important measures on crop insurance are still a year away, but that hasn't stopped Ohio Valley farmers. The Kentucky Department of Agriculture approved over 1,000 hemp grower permits for 2019. That's four times more than last year. West Virginia ag officials also approved three times more grower permits. The new farm bill allows states to submit plans for regulating hemp to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles said his state was the first to file.
For 2019, Kentucky will not be sitting on its hands.
Elsewhere in the Ohio Valley, hemp growers might not get as much help from their states. In West Virginia, the Ag Commissioner says the hemp program is very underfunded. The Commissioner says West Virginia lawmakers need to give more support to its hemp program. And Ohio is one of nine states that have not passed laws to let farmers grow hemp. Ohio Farmers Union President Joe Logan says this lack of hemp infrastructure is frustrating.
Right after we got that farm bill passed, I called down to our Department of Agriculture and said, hey, listen, who's your point person on this? And they said, well, we don't have one.
Logan says he hopes that'll change this year. He says Ohio state lawmakers have not pursued hemp's potential like the rest of the Ohio Valley. And at least one eastern Kentucky farmer sees that potential to revive Appalachia's economy. Pine Mountain Remedies manager Nathan Hall doesn't have a big farm. He's growing hemp on a 2-acre plot in Letcher County, leased from local community members. He wants to make sure money from hemp goes back to struggling communities.
This is a really good opportunity to engage a lot of people who really need the income and who also have access to land that isn't otherwise really being used.
He's hoping hemp can provide a way not only to make money, but to grow stronger communities. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.